Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about, viruses and human behavior. Now, there's a virus out there, H5N1, also known as the bird flu, that is not affecting just birds anymore. It has spread to cattle, to wildlife, and to people. Now, among people, it's between 70 and 90% deadly. So that's not good. But if you do get sick and you're working around cattle and the CDC suspects it might be bird flu, that's all they need is a suspicion that it might be. They lock you up for weeks until they either prove it ain't or you get better. And then you still might stay locked up until you're not infectious anymore, or they determine. So, cattlemen are out there getting sick and not going to the doctor and not telling anybody because they don't want to get locked up. And in almost all cases, it's just a cold. But as the bird flu spreads among cattle, now, cattle ranches widely separated, it's spreading between the two different cattles. Well, it's pretty obvious what's going on is a bird has the bird flu or catches the bird flu from a cow, flies, you know, miles and miles away and lands on another cow. That cow catches the bird flu, spreads it among that cattle, and then another bird takes off infected. So as the cattle are now the reserve reservoir for the bird flu, and cattle ranchers are around the cattle. Now, every time the virus mutates, every time it replicates, it mutates. It doesn't mutate much or often, but they're going to mutate in order, that's how viruses change. Their life changes. It mutates. So you get a cow and virus mutates. Well, almost all mutations are bad for the virus. So it's not communicable anymore. It doesn't affect cows anymore. It doesn't affect birds anymore. Or it just dies. But once in a while, it becomes more infectious or able to affect a new species. And once it mutates, where it doesn't just affect cows, it affects humans also, and is easily spread, then it will go wild among the humans. And it will be almost impossible to stop because it's affecting cattle also, and birds also, and possibly mice, and deer, and other critters. The more critters it has a reservoir in, the harder it will be to stop. And the longer the latency, like you could get infected and not show any symptoms for 2 weeks and still be spreading the virus over those 2 weeks. And then you get sick and die. Well, the virus has accomplished its mission of spreading. Well, in Colorado, there's a lot of people sick that are cattle ranchers. Now, the CDC ain't saying anything about what's going on because they don't know yet. Well, if these cattle ranchers have a new type of bird flu that is easily transmittable human to human, then things are going to happen. So, thank you for listening. I say prepare, get ready to full isolation. This time, the lockdown will really mean something if, of course, this is a, 70-90% fatal strain that easily spreads human to human. We don't know yet, but look it up. I wouldn't use Google. I would use a different search engine that is less biased and look up Colorado ranchers and bird flu. Thank you very much. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.